Rimuji doesn't teach Yamataka. Rimuji doesn't teach Vajugini. He doesn't know much about that anyways. Even if he knew much, he wouldn't teach much to you guys, because you know what? There's not much to teach. Look at you. Look in the mirror. Ask yourself, do I deserve Yamataka? Like Snow White, Snow White's wicked grandmother. Who's the fairest of them all? Not you, sister. What? She gave the apple, right? To Snow White. So you ask, am I the most qualified to receive Yamataka? No, you're not. Punch the mirror. Don't punch me. If the mirror tells you you're qualified, you're lying. And the mirror's lying. Lying. Some of us attend Kala Chakra with Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama's my guru. Since the Dalai Lama is the best Lama in the world, I'm very good because I'm his disciple. See? I'm goody goody because I'm Dalai Lama group. The Dalai Lama is great, but you're a shame. And what did you get from the Dalai Lama? I got the Kala Chakra. Nah, nah.
Oh, dear.
Do you do the sadhana? No. Do you do the mantra? What's that? Do you know the vows? Never heard. So what do you do after you receive the Kala Chakra? I eat, sleep, have sex with my wife and husband, and I make kids, and I make money, and I hate myself.
Oh.
So after you receive the Kala Chakra, you hate yourself? Yes. And you're depressed? Yes. And you have enemies? Yes. You show blackface to people that are ugly to you? Yes. Have you changed your habits? You talk less? No. So you receive Kala Chakra? Yes. So are you holy? Yes. And like, huh? That's really interesting. Can you imagine all these people running around? I'm Dalai Lama student. I'm Dalai Lama. Do you believe in the Dalai Lama? If you say no, that's it. They come and kill you. If you say yes, I'll get my friends. Then you talk to them. They know nothing about the Dalai Lama. They know nothing about practice. They don't even do practice. They're lazy. They're lazy, 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 sitting at home saying, I'm not happy, I'm not happy, I'm not happy, I'm not happy, I'm not happy. All day long, I'm not happy. And they make everybody around them not happy. And if you tell them they're happy, no, I'm not. And then they say, I'm depressed, but I'm Dalai Lama student and I believe in Buddha.
Oh, dear. I think I'll be a Hindu.
You just listen to the words people say. They're so stupid. They come up to me and I listen to all this. I look at them going, I think just wait till I have a Dharma teaching. I'm not going to forget. I love it. I have this incredible evil memory for emotional disturbances. That's right. So if you're a Dalai Lama student, you got to be very high quality. If you attend his teachings, you better be very high quality. And if you believe in the Dalai Lama, which we all do, you better be very high quality. You better be very kind. You better be very loving. And you better stop feeling sorry for yourself. Otherwise, don't tell people you're Dalai Lama student. Shame, shame. Dalai Lama student got like that on. Just look at you guys. You go to another country as a group telling, oh, we're from Malaysia. They say, we're not going there. Thank you. Take a look. Just take a good look at yourself. They say, let's make this not go to Malaysia year because I met about 60 of them. They're freaks. Could you imagine, Cha? Go to America. Where are you from? Rarasia. Where? Rarasia. Where's that? By Ringapore?
Oh.
Where's Ringapore? Well, next to Rindarira. What's Rindarira? They had the forest fire. Oh, Indonesia. That's what I said. Rindarira.
Oh.
You want to go to Malaysia? You want to go to Rarasia?
No thanks. Did they all talk like you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just think about that. What about JP? Go to America? Hello. I'm from Malaysia. And we all talk and look like this. But don't get me drunk because then I'll lick you.
Oh, you mean everybody in Malaysia licks you when they get drunk?
Yes.
Okay, we're not going to Malaysia. Can you imagine going to Malaysia, 60,000 tongues lick you?
Just think about it.
Then it's the same as telling people you're a Buddhist or you belong to the Buddha. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing if you tell people that. That you belong to the Buddha. If you belong to the Buddha, if you're spiritual, if you're a Christian, if you belong to Hinduism or Catholicism, you better reflect it. Don't shame them. If you belong to Tenrinchi, please don't embarrass me anymore. No, really, don't embarrass me anymore. Don't keep telling me you broke your vows, you can't push yourself, you can't do anymore. Don't embarrass me anymore. It's an embarrassment. 6 years, 2 years, 3 years, 1 year, 5 years, 7 years of Dharma, 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 Dharma. You still tell me you can't hold one single vow. Please. Am I wasting my time? Don't run around telling people, Dalai Lama is my guru. Don't. Because why? They look at you, they go, uh-oh. People look at people's kids to see their parents. They'll look at disciples, they'll look at the guru. So, just because you live in a wonderful environment, just because you live in a wonderful environment, you have a wonderful home, and everything is easy for you, and everything is taken care of, it can be the direct result of very strong negative karma. Very negative. Why? It makes you fail. It makes you lose. It makes you not challenge yourself. It makes you not push yourself. It makes you hurt other people. It makes you hurt many people around you. So, when we look at Buddhist psychology, we have to look one step deeper. When you don't blame your mother, you don't blame your brothers and sisters, you don't blame your school or your environment anymore, you will be free. Why? They were the environmental cause, the temporary cause, but the real cause is your karma to be born in that situation. When I was very young, my teacher, Geshe-Churin Gyaltsen, told me to call my mother and tell her I'm sorry. I said, why? I ran away from New Jersey. I was in Los Angeles. He told me to call her up and say I'm sorry. I said, for what? I said, I'm the one that got beaten. I'm the one that was screamed at. I was the one that was slapped and hurt and all the time abused for many years. See, she was diagnosed as a schizophrenic. She had to go on medication. So I got abused quite a lot. She was not well. Not well. When she was well, she was very wonderful. So why should I do that? He says, it's because you need to advance in your practice. I'm like, what do you mean? Why should I apologize to my mother? It's not my fault. I didn't yell at him. I just asked him. He says, because you don't look at only the negative things that your mother did. You have to look at the positive. You're here. Someone fed you. Someone gave you a house. You're here in our center. That's your mother's kindness. You call her and you say you're sorry for the things you said to her and the things you thought about her. I said, she's not going to take my call. He says, never mind. You call her. If she doesn't take your call, you try. So at least when you pray, when you do your sadhana, it comes from your heart. It's real. So I did. I called her up. She hung up on me. She said to me, she's disowned me. I will get nothing. I will have nothing. And it's true. Until she died, she never talked to me ever again. Ever. She completely disowned me. It was very painful. When I was in India starving to death in a monastery with no money at all, I was starving to death in India, in Gandhin Monastery when I got there. When I asked my mother and father for money, $50 a month to sponsor me, they told me no. They said to me, I'm an embarrassment to my family. That's what they told me. And they told me, don't write again. I cried for days in the monastery because I ate flour mixed with water. I was starving to death in Gandhin. But if I come back and go to university, they'll pay for everything. I said, but it's only $50 a month. They wouldn't. They wouldn't sponsor. I starved to death in Gandhin for years. I had a very difficult time in the beginning before I became a Rinpoche. Very difficult. But I didn't give up. I didn't give up. Numerous diseases. I couldn't even drink the water. Lots of diarrhea. Years. That went on for years. My house in Gandhin, I got the best what I can get. It leaked 5-6 places. Full of mosquitoes. Tashi stayed with me in my room. She saw. It's on the internet. I lived next to the cows. I was separated from one wall. I was in a cow shed for years. I'm not complaining. I'm very happy to be there. I'd rather be in a cow shed there than in America. That's for sure. I don't hate America, but for what I want to do, America doesn't suit my purposes. So what's my point? My point is, he told me, call up and say apologize to my mother. I did. Why? I let my guru win because he's my guru. So I did what he said. And I did it from my heart. I called up to my mother and said, I'm sorry. She hung up on me. She told me she disowned me. But I'm glad I did, because now she's passed away, and I think to myself, thank God I did that. From my side, I cut the karma off to meet her again in the future, to have negative relationship. See, she can meet me again and try to harm me or whatever, but I won't harm her back. The karma with me to her is cut. Because I said I'm sorry, and I meant it. And then after I did that, I went to Geshe-la, I told him. He said, very good. Now make me a cup of tea. Get lost. I didn't get a praise. I didn't get a pat on the back. He didn't say, it was so emotional for me. It was so difficult because I got abused by my mother for years and years. I ran away 3 times. I slept outside. I starved to death. I was beaten. I was held at gunpoint. I ran away. I hitchhiked from New Jersey to New York. From New York, I hitchhiked 3,000 miles across the USA to California. I hitchhiked when I was very young. Slept outside, slept under bridges, slept in plastic bags, begged for food. I had a lot of reasons to be angry with my mother about. A lot. But I realized at that time when I was 17, 18, if I don't apologize to my mother, I will hold on. If I hold on, how can I do my sadhanas and retreats? How can I go to India to be a monk? A monk is supposed to be kind. So I did it. And I had no regrets. I didn't do anything wrong. But when I look deeper, when I listen to the teachings from my guru deeper, I realize that I created the karma to be born there. Now when I come across this kind of situation, I can handle it very well. And do you know what? Starting from about 2-3 years ago, let me tell you the truth. I believe that I did prayers to be born in that situation. For the first time in my life. My whole life, people ask me, you're a Rinpoche, why like that? And I was thinking, yeah, why? I was thinking to myself, why? I kept thinking for years, why? I realized why. I must have prayed to be in that situation. Because I'm not the best person, but I did grow up wanting to benefit others. I did grow up knowing about mental pain. I did grow up about knowing the scars of war. I did grow up knowing about people who are hurt. I did grow up knowing that we should forgive people like that. I did grow up knowing that they suffer more than we do, they deserve our compassion and love, not pity, compassion. That we shouldn't add to their pain anymore. By saying sorry, they have one less enemy from our side. And by saying sorry to my mother, I was accepting my situation. And when you accept your situation, that I had such a sad situation, you transform. When you leave today, if you are my student, then I very strongly urge you to forgive people who have hurt you in the past, real or not, and not ignore people, and not to avoid people. Time is short. Karma is short. Your karma is stronger and more worth it than to hurt people. To forgive. Even if they are wrong, to forgive them. In the future, if they want to hurt you, you don't let them. You don't have to be mean to them, but forgive them. Forgive people who have hurt you. Forgive people who have done damage to you. And say I'm sorry to people who feel you're wrong. Even if you're not wrong, from your heart, don't explain, I'm sorry. I never explained to my mother. I never did. Geshe-la told me not to. He said, don't explain. I said, why not? She won't understand. But from your side, you must say, I'm sorry. I said, you know, okay, I did it. Now I understand why. So now for the last few years, I realized that I was born in such a difficult situation due to my prayers from my previous lives. Due to my previous lives. I was born in that situation. And that I have come out with a wish to benefit others. I haven't done everything I want to do, but I'm starting to. Better than a lot of my friends, because I contact some of my friends in childhood, some of my relatives. No disrespect to them at all. They're still in that same situation. Getting married, having kids, stuck, complaining, getting divorced, not happy, fighting. Same thing. You hear the same thing. Sometimes I don't want to call them because all I hear is their complaints. And all they think about is themselves. And they had an easy life. They had great parents, great school. They went to college. They had everything very easy. Everything was given to them. And they turned out like that. Some of them into drugs. So what's my point is, if you're born into a rich family, in a wealthy family, or into an easy life, do not think it's a result of good karma, because that could be leading you to a negative state. Do not think just because you have money, someone gives you things, you have a nice apartment, nice car, don't think it's good karma. Don't think it's your luck. It could be bad luck. Why? You'll be using up all your luck. People who have expensive cars, people who have expensive houses, expensive clothes, expensive jewelry, expensive lifestyle, everything beautiful. The amount of karma they use up every single day is tremendous. So the amount of merit they need to make must be tremendous too. Tremendous. How much you use, do you give back? It's very dangerous to have very nice things, big things, luxurious things. very dangerous. Contrary, that's why you see very wealthy people, not all, very wealthy people, usually depressed, sad, when you open up, disharmony, fighting, when the parents pass away, someone fights away, fight, the family falls apart. Chinese always say, wealth doesn't stay more than 3 generations. Why not? Merit runs out. You create havoc and hell for your relatives and yourself and your children. That's the truth. It matches what Dharma says. A lot of things Chinese believe in matches what Dharma says because it's based on a Dharma theory in China. So my meaning is what? Is you want to have nice things? Generate the merit. Every day, make grand amount of merit. Grand. Not just to have nice things. Nice things is just a side thing. And if you're in a difficult, nasty, ugly situation, you should be very happy. You're purifying your karma. Don't complain. We should all take a vow today to not complain anymore. Not complain about our friends, about situations, about a husband, about a Dharma student, about our wife. We shouldn't complain. You know why we shouldn't complain? It doesn't get better if we complain. Number two, it hurts people. Number three, you picked it. You had the monster kids. Nobody asked you to have the kids. You got married. You married the monster husband. You married the monster wife. The Hantu marries Pontianak. So why are you complaining? Why Pontianak complained about the Hantu? Why Hantu complained about the Pontianak? Pontianak is a female ghost. Hantu is a ghost. So since the Hantu wants to marry the Pontianak, why the Pontianak complain about the Hantu? Hantu complained about Pontianak. You pick what? Then you have monster kids, you have kids. You pick what? Some people say, oh, you know, I'm so lonely, I don't have kids. You pick what? Maybe I should have a kid. Good luck. Yeah, some people tell me, maybe I should have a child. I was thinking, why don't you stick yourself up your anus and have yourself, and then you can take care of yourself and grow up. Pretty mean, but it's true. Pretty mean. You can give birth to yourself. Go back up your anus and come back out. And go, ow, 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 come out. And then put a diaper on yourself. There you are. Take care of yourself. You're a big baby. Rude but true. A lot of people in this room should never have kids. Never. Never. A lot of these kids. Not that you're bad. You don't need more headaches. The world is getting bigger. We're running out of space. Global warming. We don't need another monster to come out to use up the resources. Thank you. Then if you stop having monsters, don't you think we're going to run out of the human population? Not for a long time. Only in Singapore, you got to give instructions how to have kids. Malaysia, don't need instructions. Cut it down. Of course, if you're mature and you're kind and you're grown up and you act like a grown up, you should have kids. But if you're not a grown up, you're bitchy. You're full of anger. You don't have happiness. Why do you want to do that to new kids? Why? Why? I took one look at myself and I said, I'm not even adopting kids. No way. Can you imagine another 3 kids grow up just like me? Is enough. I don't hate you guys that much. Imagine I've named Isa and Rinpoche. That's right. Wednesday Rinpoche, Tuesday Rinpoche, Saturday Rinpoche. Whatever day they're born. Tibetans name their kids after the day they're born. So if you're born on Saturday, it's Pemba Rinpoche. So Pemba Rinpoche. Isn't that nice? Name them all a Rinpoche. Oh dear. Imagine Chia has a child. That's a miracle in itself. But if he did... Just think about it. Imagine Chia has a child comes out and he teaches him English. Ray, re, D. Oh, dear. Imagine Paris having a kid. Let's hope they don't clone her. Oh, dear. Maybe like Dolly the sheep. Then imagine Henry with... Oh. The mistake's been done. He slept with the staff. What to do? Imagine Jenny Wong has kids. They'll be just like her. When she's pissed off, her and her 3 monsters will be sitting there looking at you like this. They'll be like, oh, okay, I'm pissed off at them. They're like, can you imagine Pearly? Thank God she only had 1 daughter. Imagine she had 4 daughters. They all look exactly like her with the same expression. What? Just think about that. Just think. Just imagine Fat Monk with a kid. First time in history, Juan says, you have the kid. I'm not going to have it. I'm too small. Fat Monk goes into labor. His water broke. He has the kid in JB. The kid grows up to be a gangster. I mean, what do you think? The kid grows up to be a gangster. He joins Tutsi Foundation and rips them off. Tricks the guru. Runs away about four times and Tutsi flies back to Malaysia. And Fat Monk kicks him back to go back to Tutsi in Malaysia, in Taiwan. Just like Fat Monk what? Just think about that. Imagine Wai Ming has a kid. The minute the kid's born, he puts his glasses on. The kid can't lift his head up. Heavy daddy. Oh dear. Just think about that. Imagine Joseph with a kid. No, he's a handsome guy. I hope he doesn't have a kid because, you know, it'll be a great loss for the growth of Dharma. Yeah, it would be. He's changed. Imagine Dashi with a kid. She had five of them. They all sit in a row. So when you ask your question, just imagine you ask her a question and she doesn't know. Are you a human being? And then they all in chorus go like this. I don't know. All six of them. You're like, oh dear. Imagine David Lai has a kid. The kid's lips get stuck on the way out of the birth canal. Mwah! Yeah, it's his kid. Kid comes out. Mwah, mwah. Imagine the mother that has to nurse the kid. Mwah, 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 mwah. Oh dear. Imagine Paul with a kid. You have six kids. They all look just like him. They're chameleons because they're all born very fair, but they can change their face black. So if you tell Paul, oh, let me check the accounts, all six of them. All at one time. Can you imagine? What do we need another six Pauls? What for? What for? Blackface all day long, all night. Irene had three kids and the husband said, enough. I want another 10. Enough. Deal with your anger with therapy. Don't send your kids out to the world. Deal in therapy. Imagine Susan Lim having a kid. Another miracle. Another miracle like Chia. Could you see Chia and Susan Lim getting married, having a kid? Oh dear. I'll be a prophet. That's right. Chia comes later on, 6 months pregnant. Susan passes out the cigars. I'll be prophet, I tell you. The prophet, the new prophet. A miracle has been made. Or Cha passes out the cigars. Oh, that's very disturbing. And then Susan comes in with a maternity dress. Oh, I can't handle it. Wait. Okay, for people out there who don't know who these two characters are, I request the video master to insert their pictures in this teaching. Show Cha's picture where he's at his natural self. And then a picture of Susan. So we got to get a picture of those two inserted in. Then everybody on this planet know what I'm talking about. Then imagine Justin having kids. Oh dear. The kid will come out playing Bob Marley. No thanks. Oh God, enough. Enough. The kid will come out, you know, singing to Bob Marley, asking for money. Hi, Joy. Oh dear, it's really their kid. Scary, isn't it? Very, very scary. Can you imagine Susan Ng having a kid? The minute it comes out and say, okay, I'm your kid. How much do I get a month? Tell me now. Oh, the kid has commitments. I forgot. The insider joke. Never mind. Some of you understand later. So, if we do Buddhist psychology, you go deeper. Why do you go deeper? Why do you go deeper when you do Buddhist psychology? Because you take responsibility. In Western psychology, you release yourself and you release the blame from yourself by putting it on an object that hurt you. Your uncle touched you. Your mother didn't give you attention. Your father was never around. Your auntie abused you. In school, you were called fat and stupid. You know, you have all kinds of... So what happens? You blame the school. You blame your auntie. You blame your parents. You blame your country. You blame everybody. So it's only one step. You never truly heal because you're still not taking responsibility. In Buddhism, they say, yes, it's the school. Yes, it's your mother. Yes, it's your auntie. Yes, it's your environment. Yes, you... Whatever. But... why were you in that situation? Oh, cause and effect. Oh. You mean actually I created that karma?
Yes.
Then you have a choice now. To keep blaming the other person that you're depressed, that you're angry, you're not making it, you're unsuccessful, you're a loser, you have a black face, you're whatever. Always you blame other people. Everybody's at fault except for yourself. Or in Buddhism, listen carefully, you take responsibility. And that's what I did when I said, I'm sorry to my mother. I'm sorry for thinking you're at fault. It is my karma to be born in that situation. I realize now why my guru made me apologize to my mother. It's not her fault. In fact, I think I created a lot of suffering for her by shouting back at her later in my life when I ran away. And I think when I ran away, I hurt her quite a lot. I don't think she understood what she did wrong, but she's not well. She's not well. She's not to be blamed. So I think when I said I'm sorry, it was the Buddhist way of healing. Why? You take responsibility for being born in that family, in that situation, with these people. So what do? When you take responsibility, you stop blaming. When you stop blaming, anger become less. When you stop blaming your mother, your father, your friends, your co-workers, everyone, you stop blaming, your anger becomes less. When your anger becomes less, many things become easier. Anger is not shouting. Some people feel you shout, 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 you scream, you slap people, you're angry. No, anger is holding on. Holding on is anger. Why? You shout, you slap, next minute you're finished what? Next day you say, hi, how are you? I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. Then you're light. That's okay. But if the next day you hold on, and the next week, and the next month, you hold on and you don't talk to the person, and you ignore them, you make many enemies, you bring your spiritual energy down, and you will become depressed. Alone, single, no one will respect you. No matter how beautiful and handsome and rich and educated you are, no one will go near you because you are full of anger. Anger is your enemy. How to heal anger? You heal anger by taking responsibility. Stop asking everybody why I'm born like that, why I'm here, why I'm like that. Don't ask. Listen to what Lord Buddha said. Sanjay Chomden Degi Sungba Pan Yango Des. You have to listen to what Buddha says, not what you say. Who's right? You or Buddha? Let me think now. Who's right? Me or Buddha? I think I'm right. Buddha's wrong. What? Sanjay No Druins. Cannot be. You think you're right? And Buddha's wrong. If Buddha's wrong, put him in your car, drop him off and chow kit in front of KFC. See you later, Buddha. Hope someone adopts you. You're right. How can you be right? If you are wrong, you let go of anger. If you are right, you hold on to your anger. Then Buddha is wrong. So who's right or wrong? You pick. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by the toe. Oh, stupid. You know who's wrong. Let go. Don't hold on. Anger is not shouting. Anger is not hitting. Anger is not being fierce. That's not anger. That is called method. Method. Method.
方法.
Ah.
方法.
What? I beg your pardon?
方法.
Oh, 方法. You see, you're saying all these nasty words. What? Very rude. I'm hurt. I don't want to do that with you. Thank you, though, for the offer. JP would like, is next in line. He wants to 方法 you. Oh, dear. Can you see JP's got a ticket? I'm number 24. So I'm 23. I said, no, I don't want to funk about you. And then JP's like, I want to funk about you. And Joe's like, you really want to funk about me? You want to be funk or fuck? I can be both. I'm versatile. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Couldn't you see funk and fa? Tra-la lying down the street. Kenny's very excited when we talk about that. I wonder why. Show us your girlfriend, Kenny. Show us. I think he paid her. Be my girlfriend. Let's go to the center. Like, okay. I don't work on weekends, though. Oh, dear. Now, if you say, I'm sorry. Not, and say it. Really mean it. What are you sorry for? your wrong view, the way you acted, the way you hurt people. You think you're always right, everybody wrong. Cannot be. Then you're a Buddha. If you're a Buddha, we put you on the throne. If you get thirsty, you have to take a poo or a pee, you're not a Buddha. Then you get a slap. Fake Buddha. You get a fake Buddha slap. That's right. So, when you think, hey, I created the karma to be in this situation, this family, this place, these friends, like that, like that, like that. If I created the karma, if you keep thinking like that, you take responsibility. If you take responsibility, I promise you, you will start to heal. Taking responsibility is not who is right and wrong. Taking responsibility is finding a solution. Why should you take responsibility? Because you know the Dharma. Why should you say, I'm sorry? Because you have heard Buddha's teachings. Why should you take responsibility? Because you're depressed. You're sad. You're angry. You're wasting your life and time. You're wasting your time. You're running away all the time. You're always running away. You're always escaping. You always avoid. When people tell you something you don't like, you don't want to hear. You get angry. That's why you should say, I'm sorry, and let go. When you leave teachings today, you should take a vow. I will not complain anymore. Every time you want to complain, control your mouth. And that includes writing it down. I didn't say anything here. Read my complaints. Don't be smart. Let's see who cannot complain. And if you mess up, wonderful. Why? There were many hours that you didn't mess up. Congratulate yourself on that. Congratulate yourself on that. So don't say, oh, I messed up. You know, I complained 5 times, but you could have complained 50 times. So you didn't complain 45, you complained 5. Better than 50 last week, what? Then make it 56. I'm sorry, 46, 47. Take that responsibility. Don't complain. Why don't you complain? Because you're wrong? No. You created karma. You picked. You made the choice. You did it. You did it. You got to experience it. Very simple. Don't blame others. Don't complain. Why don't complain? Because you're wrong? No. Take responsibility. How do you take responsibility? I created the karma to be in this situation. I created the karma. Not unless sabaris to be in this situation. Digi kiawa lamba. Lemba maimba lamba. To have this rebirth. I created it. Then your anger becomes less. You accept people. Your face becomes white. It's a much better life. And then you start living. Why do you start living? You're not living by being angry. You're not living by ignoring people. You're not living by having a lot of unhappiness and sadness and depression. You're not living. You're dying. So you need to live. How do you live? Let go of expectation. Let go of expectation. It should be this way, this way. Why? Let go. I promise you life will change. That's what we're here for. You're here to learn the Dharma. I'm teaching you the Dharma. You want to learn higher practices later. I'm preparing you now. Surrender. Surrender yourself to the Dharma. How do you surrender yourself? Take responsibility. Take responsibility. I didn't ask you to prostrate in front of the Buddha. I didn't ask you to come and kiss my feet. I asked you to take refuge in the Dharma. Surrender. Surrender to the Dharma. How do you surrender? Take responsibility by accepting what has happened and improving with time. Don't complain. Don't make difficulties for others. The karma will come back. Give people respect. How do you respect them? Why should you respect them? Because they're allowed to make mistakes too. You've made a lot of mistakes. You still expect people to respect you. If people say something, you say, oh, they make me lose face. You're angry. What? That means you're perfect? No. You want the Dharma? I gave you the Dharma. You come for a book club for accelerated teachings? I'm giving you accelerated teachings. Tonight's subject is about what? Tonight's subject is about what? Tonight's subject is about what? Tonight's subject is about... how to become happy. by stop complaining, by accepting, and to not give up, and not to fall into your bad vices and your laziness and your lack of effort. And that, in fact, if you're living in a good situation where you're taken care of, you should take more challenges, because if you fall, you have a backup. Not take any challenges where because you're taken care of. And that if you've been in a bad situation your whole life, take more challenges. What do you have to lose? You've been in bad situations and you made it. What do you have to lose? That's what Dharma is. That's what Dharma is. Dharma is determination based on clear perception of reality. Clear perception of reality. Taking responsibility, not blaming. Clear perception of reality at this level. Listen carefully. Clear perception of reality at this level is taking responsibility for the bad things that happen in your life, as well as taking credit. We like to take credit. We like to take credit for good things that happen, but we don't want to take responsibility for bad things that happen. So, right now, taking responsibility means how? It's a nice word. Don't blame others. Even if someone is at fault, you don't blame, you don't point fingers. I tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because if you practice not blaming others, even if someone is wrong, you don't blame. When you come across someone that's right, you will train yourself not to blame. Because sometimes you come across someone that's right and you're in the habit of blah, 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 you hurt them. So if you train yourself not to even blame people who are wrong, the people who deserve your compassion will also fall in your pathway. Don't keep thinking about one or two people that hurt you. Think about the many people that didn't do anything to you. Tonight's subject is about being happy. Can it be achieved? It can. You can achieve happiness if you take responsibility. Your mother made mistakes, your father made mistakes, your friends make mistakes, your husband made mistakes, your sisters made mistakes, your brothers made mistakes. Your mother, father, all made mistakes. Everybody made mistakes. Your wife made mistakes. It's true. So did you. And then whose mistake was bigger? It depends on perception and angle. It depends on what angle you're looking at. The angle you look at is how big the mistake is. If you tell someone, hey, their shirt's ugly, some people say, oh, thank you for telling me, I'll change my shirt. If you tell some people their shirt's ugly, they're not going to go to the party with you because they feel completely down and depressed because they got a big ego trip about that. So how big the problem is also wrong perception. So therefore, how do you become happy by taking responsibility? How do you take responsibility by stop blaming? How do you stop blaming? First, by your speech. Later, by your mind. When the mouth becomes quiet, the speech will become quiet. I'm sorry. When the speech becomes quiet, the mind will become quiet. Accept. Accept doesn't mean you have to stay in a dark, deep hole. Accept means you find Buddhist methods to transform the difficulties with patience, with acceptance. What's Buddhist principles? Human determination, respect, understanding, letting go. Letting go. That's Buddhist principles. You don't have to be a Buddhist to practice Buddhist principles. In fact, those are humanistic principles. That's the beauty of it. Don't get angry at people. You created the karma. Don't blame people. Let go. You know why? If you don't let go, you're not happy anyway. You're not happy if you don't let go. You're not happy right now. So if you let go, maybe become happy. That's what Buddha says, not stupid Tenrinchi. Stupid Tenrinchi didn't tell you to let go. Buddha told you. See, didn't you tell me? Yes, see? Let me ask Tsongkhapa. Didn't you say so too? See? I'm not a ventriloquist. They're talking. Can't you see it? If you can't see it, no merit. Too bad. Tara, I don't know. Shh. She's not my friend. No, I'm just kidding. I'll give you a second chance. Aren't I right? Yes. See? All the Buddhists have spoken. They agree with Tenrinchi. I'm not as crazy as you look. Maybe you're crazy. Maybe you are crazy. because you want things this way, this way, this way, this way. You grew up this way. You're from this culture. You're from this background. You're from this century. You're from this decade. You're from this upbringing. So you expect things this way. Well, Tenma Rinpoche ain't going to be your way. Tenma Rinpoche ain't going to be your way, because if he's going to be your way, Tenma Rinpoche is going to be a multiple disorder personality crazy psycho. Imagine if I'm with Andy, I got to talk. Blah, 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 blah. Then when I go to Joy, we got to talk about money and count money, play with money, make love to money. And if I got to talk to Shin, I got to change myself to be a power-hungry ex-minister reincarnation. Do my way. Then if I got to talk to Paul, we just sit there. We don't talk. We just go. That's right. Then if I'm going to be David, we just sit there and tell each other how we're fabulous and wonderful. The world is going to shit and they deserve to take care of us. You're right. You're right. I got to keep changing my personality around for each one of you. How can one Rinpoche be fulfilling to all of you? Here and on the internet and on YouTube or wherever you are watching or not watching or don't want to watch. How do you want me to be? Some people say you got hair. They love it. Then they no hair. You got hair? Wrong. Then no hair? Why like that? Ah, yeah. What do you want me to do? Wear a skin cap when I'm around you or no, or a bigger wig or what? Don't look at me on the outside. Don't look at the way I talk. Don't look at the way I look. Look at me inside. Look at me for me. Oh, I hate that. I want you to accept me. I want you to love me for me. I want you to see who I am. Dear, don't you hate that when you hear that on Oprah? They don't understand who I am. I don't want to understand at all. You're scary. Yeah, that's right. Imagine if I'm Paris. I'm going to have to put two little lemons up here and run around with it shaking up and down the street. Just think about that. Just think. If I'm Su Ming, we'll be hanging out in our kitchen cooking for the planet. Think about that. What if I'm JP? We don't need words. We don't need body. Just lick me. We develop our own sign language, which means, are you happy? Yes, I am. Then with Tashi, just think, if I transform myself to fit her projections, fit her ideal of a guru, fit her understanding of a guru, all I have to do all day is sit there and go like that. I don't know. Oh, mommy, pay home. Just think about that. I've got to change for each one of you. When I go to Tibet, I got to dress like that. When I come here, I got to act like that. I cannot talk this. I cannot talk that. I've got to change myself. I tell you, multiple disorder problems. So in China, I got to cut my hair and wear my robes. Imagine I cut my hair, wear my robes, go to Afghanistan. They'll blow me up with a statue of the Buddha too. Think about it. How do you want your Rinpoche to look? So don't look at me on the outside. Listen to my Dharma teaching. Those of you who like robes, here I am. Those of you who like hair, here I am. Yeah. On the YouTube, they say that, hey, he's not a monk. Oh, he's a monk. He's maybe a half monk. Oh, maybe 50% monk. Ayo. I'm a nun. I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's so ridiculous how they, oh, Rinpoches can't talk like that. Well, how do Rinpoches talk like? Are you a Rinpoche? No. Then how do you know what a Rinpoche talks like? Oh. Rinpoches can't act like that. How do you know? Well, the other Rinpoches don't act like that because they're 120 years old. And they're from Tibet. They talk to Tibetans. They're different. I'm talking to Malaysians, to Westerners, to Maoris or Samoans, whatever you are. And white people and yellow people and black people and freaky people and people from caves and alternative people. I'm talking to all you freaks, so I gotta be different. I gotta talk different. You think? You want me to be multiple the personality or to be myself? Yes, you want me to be myself. So, what happens? What happens? How do I make myself happy? A, stop putting projections on other people. Stop it. B, stop complaining. Just stop complaining. Just shut up. Every time you complain, you recite Om Shut Up Hong Pet. Yeah, every time you want to complain, Om Shut Up Hong Pei. Om Shala Pongpe. You want to complain? You want to complain about husband? Om Shala Pongpe. If your friend tells you Om Shala Pongpe, thank you. You don't tell them back, shut up. You have to say Hongpe. Don't complain. You know why? If you keep complaining, you're not helping. You create more animosity. You chase people away. Stop complaining. Stop getting angry at people. Stop ignoring people. Take responsibility. Take it. Stop expecting them to change. You change. Stop expecting them to talk to you first. You talk to them first. Stop accepting them to be a better person. You be a better person. You do it. You believe in Tsongkhapa. You believe in Buddha. You want to be a Dharma practitioner. You change yourself. Simple. Why isn't the world changing? The whole world is looking at you. Why aren't you changing? What's easier, change the whole world or yourself? If you keep trying to change the whole world, you'll be fighting the rest of your life with anger. Change yourself. Transform yourself. Very simple. Very deep. Very profound. So when we leave this place today, what should we think? I'm not going to complain anymore. And if you mess up, push yourself the next day. When do you give up? You never give up. Why do you not give up? Do you want to go back to what you were? No. Do you want to be unhappy? No. You want to be depressed? No. Do you want to waste the rest of your life until they bury you in the ground or cremate you being a complainer? Or do you want to leave a mark behind of kindness? Stop complaining. Never complain. Never. No more complain. Only Rinpoche can complain because it's divine. No complaining. Well, Rinpoche is supposed to be higher being, so how can you judge me what I can and cannot do? I was born from a lotus. I'm the lotus guru. But my lotus was drowning under the mud. It wasn't floating on top like Guru Rinpoche. Guru Rinpoche's lotus was floating on top of the mud. Mine was under the mud. I was drowning in the lotus. Help me out! Help me out! There's a difference. So I was still born from a lotus. That's metaphorical. Tantra, ladies are lotuses. Don't complain after today. Train yourself. I find it's very hard. You don't want to do mantras? You don't want to do sadhanas? You don't want to do prayers? You don't want to do prostration? You don't have time? Fine! You don't have time to do prostrations. You don't have time to do sadhanas. You don't have time to do your practice. You can't push yourself. That's okay. Don't complain. You can do that anytime, 24 hours a day. When you stop complaining, you will find other people change. Why? Because you changed. When you stop complaining, your anger will become less. Why will your anger become less? The anger comes from you. Therefore, you have to do something about it, not other people. And even if 20 people around you made you angry, they say, I'm sorry to you. There'll be another 20 people next year, next week, another place that'll make you angry. So if you don't change, people keep making you angry. Why? You can be angry. If you change, wherever you go, people cannot make you angry. Simple. You come here to a Tibetan Dharma center to meet a Tibetan Lama to receive some Tibetan teachings. I didn't give you anything Tibetan. I gave you the Buddha Dharma. Straight, clear, no games, very direct, and honestly. I'm not as great as Dzongsa Khyentse Rinpoche. I hope I will be one day. But I totally connect with his teachings. I totally connect with what he's doing. And in fact, in some ways, I was looking at myself on the screen. I didn't realize he copied me. Sorry, no disrespect, Rinpoche. Yeah, I was thinking, that's so strange. A lot of things he does, I do to people. And you know, it's like some kind of Rinpoche conspiracy. They do that to all their students everywhere. I didn't do it on purpose. I just saw the video, I swear. I've been helping students for the last 20 years before the video came out. You want a guru? Don't expect somebody all... No. You want a guru? You get someone that tells you the truth. You get someone that tells you the truth and cares about you. You get someone that tells you the truth that you can understand. You don't look for people that tell you nice things, stroke your back, tell you you're wonderful, everything's all right, just give you a mantra and tell you to get lost and give me the ang pao. No. Someone tells you the truth. Me. I'm willing to tell you the truth. Maybe some of you hate me after today. Maybe some of you think I'm radical or bad. You can think what you want. But if you do what I say, you will get results. Why? Why will you get results if you do what I say? Because I'm repeating what the Buddha said. I'm a parrot. Don't believe in San Rinpoche, believe in the Buddha. Don't believe in what I say, believe in the Dharma. Change yourself, take responsibility already. Push yourself to achieve and stop being a loser. Stop being such a loser. Stop being such a crybaby. Stop waiting for the whole world and everybody to take care of you and tell you you're fine when you know you're not. Stop hiding. You're running out of places. Admit to your mistakes. Face it. Then you will heal. Face your mistakes. Then you will improve. Stop showing blackface and ignoring people. Stop being angry at people. Stop complaining. Take responsibility. It's your karma. Take responsibility. What happened to the don't work on. We must have give teachings on the street next time. Turn down the Duran. You don't hear me shouting. I'm very high class and royal here. Oops. I don't know why I'm shouting. I got a microphone, right? Does it work? Everybody can hear? Yes? You look stupid. Did you hear that? Everybody heard that, right? Okay. Questions. Let's take 5 questions and then we're going to have a little birthday party for Ye Yi. Questions. Questions about anything I've talked about. Anything? Yes. Oh, now it works on. But it didn't work when you used it. Don't step over the Dharma book. Step around it. Bad karma. Yes.
Okay, so... Hello?
We can hear you. Just talk. Dear.
If you haven't had...
Oh, I'm afraid. Haven't had what?
Trauma.
Oh, haven't had what?
Terrible trauma or any sort of real suffering on a kind of deep level. Then how do you push yourself further?
By meditating upon death in graphic detail. Because that's something you can't avoid and what you want to do before that. And then meditate on the people you love dying in graphic detail. Not wishing. Meditating and what you would like to do. Graphic detail. Very important. Good question.
Thank you.
We understand where you're coming from. She's never had any suffering. Why should she push herself? Question? Question? Did you come here with that microphone? She came with her own microphone. Yes, go ahead, dearie.
This is what somebody asked me recently.
Sure. Have you heard that my friend has a problem? My friend is going through things.
Okay. If you're dedicating yourself to Dharma a lot and you're doing a lot of Dharma work, but you know your family or whatever doesn't understand it, and I know you've said before that helps them on a higher level that you're when you're
and
dedicating
ultimate
your work
level.
To them.
But ultimate level.
And an ultimate
so
level.
So it's not just chesed on nekap dipendo chikpo mayin beche. It doesn't mean just immediate benefit. It means long term. Poo. Yes.
Okay, but if say it's your mother and she doesn't understand she doesn't understand that it's helping her on an ultimate level. And if you're out all the time and you're doing Dharma work all the time and she's feeling neglected at home, then she starts forming negative thoughts towards Dharma, then are you inadvertently causing negative karma because you're turning her away from Dharma by neglecting her because she's doing Dharma work?
No, because that's her own neurosis. Definitely not. So... I'm not to blame for me being disowned. I'm not to blame for my mother's physical beatings and avoiding and not wanting to be with me, not taking care of me and hating me because I did Dharma. That's her problem. I tried to talk. I tried to explain. Disrespecting your mother, not taking care of her is different. It's something else. We're talking about doing something you believe in and something you're passionate about. So if you're passionate, you believe in it. You're not trying to disrespect her. You're not doing this to hurt her. Some people do things to hurt their mother, like they date a boyfriend that she hates. So just to get her back, they're not doing it for that. If they're not doing it for that, they're not creating that karma. But we should at the same time be very skillful. We should observe.
So how do you not hurt her? Even
you're not hurting her. She's hurting herself. That's what you need to understand. You're not hurting her. You're not hurting her. So if you're worried about the karma, absolutely no karma from that. You're not hurting her. Some mothers want you to go and rob people and kill people. There are criminal mothers and fathers out there. So if you don't do it, they scream, we don't get enough food, we don't get this, we don't get that. They're hurting what? You're not hurting them. Why? No intent. No intent at all.
But don't be confrontational about it, folks. One day they'll understand. And they don't. You can't make everybody understand everything, even your parents. Sorry to say that. Questions? Questions?
Oh. I'd like to know if, let's say I have great anger towards someone because of what that person did to me, but right at this moment I forgive that person, but after a long time, maybe like 1 or 2 years, whenever that person is brought back up, my anger seems to come back up. I don't understand why is this happening.
Have you listened to the last 3 hours at all?
Yes.
That's your answer. Have you listened at all in the last 3 hours?
Yes.
Then take responsibility. You're angry. They have hurt you. You have hurt them before. You have done something to them before. So if your anger comes, don't react to it, meaning don't carry it out. When you don't carry out the anger to them, even after 2 years, 3 years, it will dissipate. Why? You're not feeding it. A fire cannot keep burning without butter, without oil, right? So right now your oil is there because you're feeding it. You keep thinking about it. You keep going over it. Why do you focus on one person you're angry about? Isn't there many people you're not angry? Focus on that. So my point is, after 2 years, you see them, you're angry. Then you don't see them again. After 2 more years, you see them, you're angry. That's okay. Don't react to the anger. Why? To get rid of anger superficially is difficult. To get it at an ultimate level, you have to get rid of the ego. So you're not talking about just getting rid of anger. You're getting rid of the self. Wrong projection. Self-cherishing mind. So as long as you have self-cherishing mind, you're going to have anger. So don't talk about anger. Talk about the self-cherishing mind. Work on that. So when you work on that, it's not about the person who makes you angry. It's about yourself, which is what you said anyway. How do you get rid of it? So the point is, don't react to the anger. Don't react. And it will dissipate. Okay? That applies for future situations, not just this one situation. All right? Questions? Shin?
Test.
Shout.
This is something that I actually forgot, but I don't think you mentioned it before. For example, for you to work for Dharma, or for you to have Dharma in your life, as in what's your Dharma, you must be married. But to do that, you're saying that you have to do supporting Dharma practices that supports this work for Dharma, supports like marriage, so that you work. Can you?
In order to be a top-notch swimmer, you need to swim a lot. You need to practice your strokes. You need to practice your dive. You need to practice your different types of techniques. You need to have a good trainer. You need to, basically in the water. That's your practice to become a good swimmer. Besides that, out of the water, do you do supplementary practices to become a good swimmer in the water? What? Go to gym, train up, eat healthy food, sleep right, timing, no alcohol, no smoking, no distracting friends. Discipline, handling disappointment, handling people who don't believe in what you're doing, disappointment, you got to handle all of that to become a good swimmer, right? Are those supplementary or direct practices? Correct. It's like that. So if you're doing Dharma practice, in order to come to the Dharma talk, you have the merit. In order to stay awake, in order to listen, and in order to go inside and change your mind, not just be in a Dharma talk, you need to do supplementary practices. What are the supplementary practices to understand Dharma talk, to apply it? Prostrations, mandala offerings, vajrasattva, your sadhanas daily, and every single day to control your anger and to forgive people, the eight verses of thought transformation. Those are supplementary, those are practices that will help you. So that when you do those practices, when you come to Dharma talk, you understand, you realize. When you realize, your mind change. When your mind change, you reach another level. So those are supplementary. Why do you need supplementary practices to change? Because change equates goodness. Change equates good results. Good results is on the basis of collection of merits combined with knowledge. Okay, let's say that I give you good seeds. If you don't know how to plant them and cultivate them, they won't grow. So you need knowledge, not just having the good seeds. So just having a good guru and having a good situation, good center, you don't have anyone to teach you, also difficult. Okay, you have the plot of land, you don't have seeds. You don't have seeds. So you go to Dharma talk, you don't have merits. It cannot grow. So what happens is when you do supplementary practice, the daily you do your sadhanas. You do your sadhanas, which is your Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, or Tara, you do those practices, or Kala Chakra, whatever your supplementary practices. That, holding your vows, your refuge vows, or your tantric vows, or your bodhisattva vows. Janju Sembeki Domba, Ngaki Domba, Ngadom. You hold on to those. Those will make you not lazy. If you're lazy, and you're afraid you will give up your practice, then you need to collect merit. If you have merit, you won't give up your practice. Why? Giving up your practice creates negative, unhappy circumstances for you. Negative result. Not giving up is positive, so it depends on merit. So supplementary practices is very, very important. Doing prostrations, minimum. Doing mandala offerings, doing vajrasattva offerings, doing your commitments daily, well, developing and thinking and contemplating on your practice as well, not simply reciting them, very important. On top of that, supplementary practices, coming to Setra Puja, very powerful for clearing obstacles. Once a week, we have Setra Puja here, very powerful. If you're lazy, you want to sleep at home, you can sleep when you're dead. Sleep when you're dead. Setra Puja, very powerful. Then doing Miksama. The center is doing 10 million Miksama. What do you think the center is doing Miksama for? So the walls don't get depressed? So the lights don't get sad? So the pillars don't scream at the throne? So the floor, the marble floor, gets realization? So that Tsongkhapa becomes a Buddha? Why do you think you're doing 10 million Miksamas? Those who are lazy to come, you'll be lazy in other aspects of your life. Why? Why? Laziness is pervasive. You'll find excuses. So if you don't come to Miksama ever, you don't finish Miksama ever, it's a sign of laziness. And if you're lazy in Miksama, you'll be lazy in your other practices. Then we have the Dharma stores. How many times have I encouraged people to work there? You don't need to work there. I already have people working there. But if you work there, I'm giving you a chance to collect merit. There are different departments to talk to people, to generate your mind to teach Dharma to others, to force yourself to learn, to force yourself to speak, to force yourself to remember the Dharma. That's why I ask people to volunteer in the outlets. Those of you who have listened to my suggestion, you have treated me as a real Rinpoche, as a real guru, as a real teacher. Those of you who ignore my advice, from your mouth, Rinpoche, from your heart, not Rinpoche. Simple. Those of you who are artistically inclined, we have Saraswati department. Painting, they do traditional painting. Go there, help, roll mantras, anything you can. For those who are not artistically inclined, you like writing, go to K&P department. We have many departments open for many people who want to do many Dharma work. Some of you say, oh, I can't do meditation practice. I like physical work. Go physical work. Go work in the outlets. Go help in Saraswati. Right. Come to the center, clean up. Do Miksama. Do Setra. There's a lot of things to be written, retyped, rewritten, proofread. There's a lot of work. Do it well. Do it well. Don't just come and say, I'm a Buddhist practitioner. You contribute nothing. If you contribute nothing, you're like all the other people out there who contribute nothing. You're a part of it. Don't just say, well, I donated something. I gave some money. I don't have to contribute. Money isn't everything. Money don't have hands and a brain. We need people to do the work. If you donated, thank you very much. Help more. Donate more. I'm greedy. Why am I greedy? Because we need to help so many people. It doesn't go into my pocket. I don't even see the money you donate. And those are subsidiary practices, side profit practices. Mandala offerings, your sadhanas, reading Dharma books. Then when you attend Dharma teachings, it will penetrate. Why? You have the merit to penetrate. People who listen to Dharma teaching cannot understand. The pith of what we're doing is the Dharma talk. The pith. not everything else. Everything else is designed for you to listen to the Dharma talk and it goes in. Why? You're getting knowledge. And when you transform your mind, you are practicing Dharma. When you have transformed your mind, you are practicing Dharma. Not chanting. Those are subsidiary practices. Supplementary practices are very positive. Go and paint in Saraswati. Go take shifts regularly in the Dharma stores and teach Dharma to new people coming in. Many of you are here because people taught you the Dharma in the Dharma outlets. Many of you are here. Return that favor. You think, I don't know enough. You'll never know enough if you never push yourself to know more. For those who like to help the poverty, go to KSK Saturday night, Kichara Soup Kitchen. Saturday night, every Saturday, we're giving food to the homeless people. Join them. Join them and go give food. Donate. Give umbrellas to them. We've done that. Sumi has donated lots of umbrellas in the past to people on the streets. Go. Drive them. Coordinate. Deliver the food. We give food every Saturday to the homeless people. Halal. Do it. Work in the outlets. Write. Give your services. Why? Then we can spread the Dharma. We can benefit many people. Those are all supplementary practices. If you do that, you generate merit. Why do you generate merit? Because those practices benefit people. Whatever benefits people, each day they get the benefit, the merit comes back to you. Kung. When you get the merit back, whatever you do, you have a storehouse of merit to nurture your practice. And then your practice will grow. What's your practice? Your mind will transform. Those who do very little Dharma work, their mind doesn't transform. Those who do Dharma work with anger, their mind will not transform. Those who do Dharma work with narrow mind, their mind will not transform. Why? That's not Dharma work. You're just doing a job. Some more, if you're being paid for the Dharma, it's more important that you generate a good mind, a happy face, a smiling face, and double the effort of other people. Because you're being paid to do the Dharma. You're being paid. If you're being paid to do the Dharma, you need to be double volunteers. Double. Not complain. Not bitch. Not say negative things and nasty things. You need to be double volunteers. Why? Volunteers are from the kindness of their heart. You are being paid. So if people ask you things, you shouldn't get angry. You should improve. You should push yourself. You should do your work well because you're being paid to do the Dharma. You're taking Sangha money. Then some people say, oh, I don't think I want to take Sangha money. I run away. No, you can't do your job well, so you're using that as an excuse. I don't believe. I don't believe at all. Those are supplementary practices. Even people who don't receive a pay and they stay here from foreign countries and they pay their own rent, they pay their own food, they pay their own ticket, they pay their own transport, they keep going visas out and in, out, in, out. That's supplementary practices to help. Our group is an international group. We have people from all countries here because we will reach out to many. I'm very different than other lamas. My style is very different. Why? I want to appeal to people who normally would never think about spiritual practice. I want to touch people who normally would not ever think about spiritual practice. Am I here to convert you to Buddhism? No. I'm here to help you get in touch with your spiritual side. If you find Buddhism good, I help you. If you don't find good, I help you anyway. Why? It's not about if you convert to Buddhism. It's about you reaching your spiritual side. What's your spiritual side? Kindness, forgiveness, love, letting go of anger, transforming the mind. That's what I help you get in touch with. I'm not excellent, but I'm all right. And if you surrender, you will be successful. If you resist or cheat or skimp and skip out or quit, you lose. Why do you lose? Everybody loses respect for you. And you lose respect for yourself. And you'll just be eating and sleeping and getting free money and driving around, getting entertained, entertaining yourself for a few years, and then you become a bitter old person. That's in the works for you. Simple. You create your future, you create your past. You're in a wonderful opportunity now. How do you get others to respect you? You respect yourself. How do you respect yourself? You push yourself. How do you push yourself? By telling yourself that I have effort and I can do it. Because I put effort in other things that didn't bring result. Always being a failure is a lot of work. It's a lot of work. It really is. Everything is effort. Quitting is a lot of work. Why? You lose respect for yourself. You know what you did. Don't look at past examples. Look at current examples. I told you the story about Joe to inspire you. It inspired me. I've screamed at him. I told him off. I sent a lot of nasty SMSs. I ignored him. I didn't read his letters. He pulled through. I think if I didn't push him to that, he wouldn't have come to this level as fast. I don't think I'm the only one that can push him to this level. I think many people can. But since he's my friend, since he's here, I've taken that extra challenge. And I risked it. He could have ran away. He could say, bye, Rimchi. Some people say that to me. Bye, Rimchi. I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit. It's a song. Every time they're unhappy, I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit. I want to give him a guitar. I want to quit. Dun, 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 dun. I want to quit. Dun, dun, dun. I hear it all the time. Monthly, weekly, yearly. I want to quit. 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 Quit la. You quit. You lose respect for yourself. People lose respect for you. Lama Tsongkhapa is disappointed. You've disappointed yourself. And you've disappointed Ganden. Quit. Very easy. After you quit, trust me, you're going to regret. You may admit it or not, you will regret. So I pushed Joseph. He made it through. What am I celebrating? He didn't quit. That's what I'm celebrating. His determination not to quit. And I made it very difficult for him. Very difficult. Some people have worked in a ladrang, they have quit and run away. Too bad for them. They look at themselves, they go, uh-oh, they lost their chance. Now if they want to come back, I'll sing them a song from Whitney Houston. I learned from the best, I learned from you. It was you who said goodbye, not me. You know that song? And then I'll do my hands like that and wear afro. It was you who left. It was you who said goodbye, not me. So some of these ladrang people, they ran away. Ah, Rimchi's a monster. He doesn't sleep. We're up the whole night. They ran away. Never mind. They want to come back. They're going to miss it. I trust me. You don't know what's around the corner. I'm full of surprises. Oh, you're going to, and I'm going to sing you that song. I'll tell you, if I ever join one of your little din-dins and I sing a song, I'm going to sing that. I learned from the best because I have a lot of people for me to think about. Because, you know, in Whitney Houston, she points to one guy that hurt her, right? I'm going to be pointing to a lot of people. I learned from the best. I learned from you, 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 and you. That's right. I have a lot. Don't you love it? I'll be Whitney Tim. I don't want to be her, but I like her song. She's beautiful, but I don't want to be her. But I think her hair is cool. I like that afro, you know. Why do I look good in an afro? Do you think I look like Psy Tim? What do you think? Can I go like that and give you guy a watch? Oh my God, I give Ben a watch. He said, hey, it says Justin. I'm, oh, oh dear. Just think about that. I give Wendy a tissue box, you know, because she's always, I give her a tissue box. And I bought in the property of KH. I'm like, oops. Think about that. Paris, I manifest a shirt. Cover yourself, girl. You're cover yourself. Susan Ng said, I don't want anything. Just give me money. Here you go. That's Monopoly money. You said money what? That's right. You quit, you're a loser. If you're a loser, you don't respect yourself. If you don't respect yourself, you go deeper. If you go deeper, it's hard to climb out. It's not about getting money and getting food and people to help you. It's about self-respect. It's about how you feel about yourself and how people look at you. It's not about food and money. It's not about you can pay your rent or people give you money. It's not about that. It's about you. It's about how you feel. It's about how people feel about you. And it's about how it gets bigger and stronger and more intense as the years go by. That's right. Self-respect is Buddhism. And you can earn self-respect by pushing yourself. If you push yourself, the feeling you get when you achieve can never be replaced. Never. And no one can ever take it away from you. No one. So if you control yourself from complaining about people, you gain self-respect. If you stay awake during Dharma teaching, you gain self-respect. Because why? It's all effort. Everything is about effort. Everything is effort. Okay, good. Last question, Annette. No, you're not very new. You're old. Yes? That's not an excuse. Just ask the question. I'm very new. That's why I can ask you a stupid question. Oh, you're old. All right. What are you? Are you a woman? Okay, never mind. Your question? Yes, it's advisable. Let me tell you how. You can work in a Dharma store during a time where there's another Dharma student there working. Example like Chia. And you can share information and watch what they say. That's one. Two, if you go and people ask you questions, you don't be embarrassed. Say, oh, I don't know, but I find out for you. They'll be very happy. Number three, there's a lot of things in there that you can sell to support the monks that are not statues. You can sell incense. You can sell jewelry. Pretty ladies come in. Nice ladies come in. Nice men come in to buy things to buy. Sell this fellow that can. There's a lot of things, singing bowls. There's a lot of things you can sell in there that's not specifically Dharma. So you can start. So 8 hours a day, if you can sell one singing bowl for 8 hours, it's hard. It's difficult. You will say, oh my God, I can do it. And then you listen to the other Dharma people there. You listen to the salespeople there. You listen to people coming in. Better and better and better and better. And if you're worried about wrong information, never mind. If you come across a customer and you don't know much, you get another salespeople come and help you, and you listen to what they say, then you learn. And if you do that one time, two time, three time, it will improve. And if you make any mistakes, you can correct it. It's not bad because you didn't mean to do it. You didn't mean it. Not just in Dharma stores, I'm sure other things you've done, you've made mistakes, right? So you're not going to do anything because you make mistakes? No, try. Try. So of course you can work in there, and you can try and you can learn. No problem at all. And some of the people in Dharma stores don't know anything either. So try and learn and push yourself, you'll learn more. Then it motivates you. Read more. It's very fun. Otherwise, what are you going to do all day? Sit at home, look at your nails, change the colors, put on new nails, drink the nail polish. I don't know. You know, at least you can be in a Dharma store and sell one pendant. Say, see, I wore a pendant, my life changed. Oh. Okay? Try. I'm glad you asked that. For people who can make it here, it's a big difference because you encourage everybody to join and finish. And when you do it here, no room to be lazy. No room to say, I want to watch TV or fall asleep or want to go get a drink or lay down. No room to be lazy. Why? Don't want to lose face. What? So everybody's looking at you. Everybody encourage each other. Energy is very strong. So you do more and more. For people who cannot be here, maybe you have family commitments, children commitments, husband and wife commitments. You cannot make it. Then you do at home. If you can do it at home, then we have here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So can do it earlier also. And if you cannot do the whole thing, do a few. So doing it here, a few hours, meaning Saturday night, they do the whole night. If you cannot do the whole night, do 1 hour, go home. Do 2 hours, go home. You check your situation. So my point is, the difference to do it here and home, merit-wise, none. But do it here, more benefit, because you encourage a lot of people. People see on the webcam and say, wow. And people say, I want to go too. Somewhere they look at you and say, hey, Annette doesn't look like the type of lady who go and pray and do this and this. She looks like some kind of beauty queen. She do like that? I can do too. You inspire people. It sends a message to people. So it sets a good example. A lot of benefit. What kind of benefit? Psychological benefit to other Dharma students and people. Somewhere we have a beautiful center. We turn on the aircon only for Big Crystal and 5-6 of her inmates. Just put on. So more people here use up the aircon, better what? More value for money. Some more. We only have 2 million left. Let's finish it. Let's finish it. Let's come in and finish it. Finish it. Come in and finish. Don't be lazy. So if we stay here, not easy to fall asleep. Even when we want to fall asleep, we force ourselves. Not easy one. You fall asleep, your friend goes, hey. You fall asleep, Crystal, give you one look. And then you wake up very fast. Crystal's quite evil, you know. You have to attend her mitzvah. Why you don't attend my mitzvah? Mine! You better attend. It's Benin Lamo, if you know who that is. That's right. So a lot of benefits. Good question. Okay? See, now you know some more answers. When people ask you, you know how to answer in your own way. That's knowledge. Okay, everybody?